Good evening and welcome to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audrey Ortiz. And today is a very, very special day for us. We have a guest that she's going to be guiding us to a tradition that many Hispanic countries celebrate at the beginning of the year. But before we get into all that information, we always want to know more about our guests. And our guest tonight is Mirna Rivera. Mirna is going to talk to us first. Give us a small bio, kind of a short bio of who she is and what she does in our community and how she got involved with the Three Kings celebration. That is the theme that we're going to be touching tonight.
Gracias, Aurea, por haberme invitado aquí a Charla Comunitaria. Yo soy Mirna Rivera. My name is Mirna Rivera, and I represent Arts Quest, and I also belong to the Hispanic Center of the Lehigh Valley as a board member. We've been able to have a Three Kings celebration at Arts Quest for the last 13 years. Coming up in January, it'll be our 14th year. I have been born in Puerto Rico. For all intents and purposes, I was here at 6 months, so I was raised in the city of Bethlehem to a Puerto Rican family who shared all the holiday traditions that are near and dear to most Puerto Rican families. Parrandas, arroz con gandules, pernil, pasteles, and a grandmother that lived with us that knew how to make all these delicious foods. Having lived in a Puerto Rican family that kept our traditions with all of my brothers and shared their traditions with my brothers and sisters, we were fortunate to have a father who was very engaged in the community. As early as the early 60s, late 50s, my dad was involved in the community and started having children's Christmas parties at clubs like the Italian Club in Bethlehem. And then when the Puerto Rican Beneficial Society came, he started doing Christmas parties for children with music, entertainment, parranda music, and always there were gifts for children. Minor gifts. You know, back then there was a John's Bargain Store, so he would go in with $100, could buy 100 gifts to entertain the children and also give them candies and stuff. So I was raised in this environment, and as I grew older, I kind of miss the traditions that we had. And as a member of the board of directors on Arts Quest, they asked me what more could they do to bring in the Latino community of the Lehigh Valley. And I had suggested maybe a Three Kings celebration so that we could start honoring those traditions that keep falling apart because of our distance from the island. With the help of volunteers, with the help of Arts Quest, we were able to successfully, 13 years ago, start our first Three Kings celebration that celebrates on January 6th every year.
Mirna, eso es algo tan maravilloso que nosotros podamos traer nuestras tradiciones, especialmente cuando estamos tan lejos de nuestros hogares. Muchos hispanos quieren sentirse cerca de sus hogares. Y esto no tan solo de nosotros los puertorriqueños, ¿verdad? Porque los Tres Reyes se celebra en Colombia, se celebra en Bolivia, en Latinoamérica. Y esto es algo, una parte integral, no tan solo de una tradición cultural, sino de nuestra fe como personas, como individuos que son familia. Y cuando nosotros vemos estas tradiciones, es algo tan hermoso y que ustedes en ArtQuest hayan pensado en que los hispanos también necesitamos ese calorcito, ¿verdad? Que estamos ahora mismo estamos bien frío.
Sí, cómo no.
Like we're saying that many people here in the Lehigh Valley belongs to many Latin American countries and Puerto Rico. And they feel the warmth when they come to the traditions, to the cultural side. So we are very, very blessed that ArtQuest has been able, with your initiative, to come up with the Three Kings, which is represents a very, very big thing in our lives. So thank you. We're very grateful for that. What are some of the traditions and activities that families that are going to be celebrating on January 4th at Steel Stacks there at ArtQuest, where are they going to encounter? What kind of activities that they will be able to share with their families?
Bueno, la actividad empieza a las 2 de la tarde el domingo, enero 4, y termina, comienza a las 2 y termina a las 6 de la tarde. Los niños y la familia llegan y inmediatamente hay música de parranda de la orquesta Herencia Jíbara, que siempre están con nosotros ese día. Y también tenemos a las 2:30 llega el camello Einstein.
Un camello también.
Un camello llega con los tres reyes y lo tenemos afuera para que la familia saquen retratos. Es una actividad que siempre tenemos por los años y la gente le gusta porque pueden sacar retratos con los niños, el camello, los tres reyes. Y después de una hora afuera, porque esto es afuera, porque el camello naturalmente se tiene que tener afuera, sacamos los retratos, entramos para adentro y mientras está pasando eso también tenemos artesanía para los niños que pueden dibujar, pueden hacerse las coronas de los reyes, pueden entretenerse con la música que está tocando también. Y más o menos como a las 3:30 los reyes entran para adentro otra vez y nosotros empezamos la fiesta que empieza con los reyes presentándolo en la tarima y según el itinerario, nosotros leemos la historia de los tres reyes en inglés y en español para los niños. Es una breve explicación de la razón que celebramos los tres reyes.
So, you come with Einstein the camel. It's a camel there, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to see a camel right in the snow. And then you have the storytelling part, which is both English and Spanish, because not only our kids will continue the traditions, but we're able to kind of share that tradition with other people here in Bethlehem. And also, because not only people from Bethlehem comes to this event, right? They come from East and from Allentown.
Yes. We have been fortunate over the years. We have had standing room only. We have had times where, because of weather, COVID was a year that we had to do a drive-by, to be honest with you, a drive-through, I should say, because of the COVID situation. We still had the celebration, but it was outdoors. We had one king per tent. We still handed out gifts. It was one of our smallest events, but we still did it. So we have been continuous over the 13 years. And we have had people from all the Lehigh Valley, from Reading. I've had a family from Italy come to me and say to me, they used to celebrate this in Italy, and they were so happy that we had this here at Arts Quest because they could show their children what they used to do when they were kids. So it's a lot of Latin American countries, but it's also European countries that celebrate this cultural and religious holiday.
Yes, and Italy is one of our sister cities too. So, hey, that is a wonderful... I mean, this celebration to me brings back so many memories, you know. I don't know about you and your family, but my family, we're not very wealthy or anything like that. We had shoeboxes. And then we had to go and cut grass because the camel supposedly was going to eat the, you know, we're going to put that grass in the shoebox, and then we have to put it underneath the bed. And then, you know, and we were so naive that, you know, a camel underneath our bed to eat grass. I don't even know if a camel eats grass. Anyway, but the thing is, that's what they taught us. And and it was so exciting because, you know, you don't even care where you're going to get. It was just like the waiting, and then you couldn't sleep. And they say, if you don't sleep, it's not coming. The camel is not coming under your bed, and you're not going to be able to have the three kings. And that was so unique, so wonderful. Did you have something similar or something different that you guys had? Because everywhere we go, the celebration is in a different way, but right. that was the way we had it over there in Puerto Rico.
Because I was raised in Bethlehem, PA, we did not celebrate at our house the three kings as you described it. Mm-hmm. However, I spent a Christmas in Puerto Rico with my sister, lives in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, and my daughter had to be 4 or 5 years old, and my sister insisted we do the three kings celebration for her. Which, exactly like you said, cut grass, put it in a shoebox, told her the story, you know, went out and got gifts so that the three kings would bring them for her. I did get to live it in Puerto Rico, which was fantastic because it is a big holiday in Puerto Rico. It is,
yes.
It's, I mean, they do celebrate Christmas, but the three kings It's a major holiday in our island, and it's a lot of celebration, a lot of food, a lot of drinking, a lot of music, and a lot of gifts. A lot of the major gifts are on the Three Kings versus Santa Claus bringing your gifts to you.
And the story is such a beautiful story because the way they used to teach it to us is was like, you know, they were looking for the Savior, you know, of the world. So they came and looking for that North Star and trying to search for that. And it's a warm story. And it just like, I don't know how to explain it. Every child, it used their imagination, having these three kings. I mean, like, they were not like, they had a higher title. And they were looking for this baby that was going to be born in poverty, you know. So that to me is an amazing story.
So, and that's why we do read the story at the event on the Three Kings holiday, because we want the children to understand what the celebration is about. It's not just about a camel. It's not just about arts and crafts. It's not just about the toys that they're about to receive. But there is a cultural and religious faction to it that we want the children to understand and teach to their children. We don't want to lose this tradition. It's a beautiful tradition that we want to keep alive in our culture.
How does ArcWest Latin Program Committee work to preserve and share not only this event? Is it hard, like, to have these types of events, or you have a committee, or how do you kind of talk about this? Okay, let's go and do a Three Kings Day or something like that.
Well, fortunately, ArtsQuest has a Latin programming committee, of which I chair. And on that committee, we have a lot of community representatives that help us throughout the year. Our two major events are Sabor, which is a festival, a 2, sometimes 3-day festival in June, where we bring in all kinds of Latin performers. We have Latin food. We have all kinds of activities. And it's held in late June of each year. And it brings in the community together to celebrate just our culture. And it's not just the Puerto Rican culture. It's all the Latin Americans. You'll see all the flags of every Latin American country hanging off the Hoover Mason Trestle, because we celebrate all the Latin American countries. The second major event is the Three Kings. But during the year, we're hopeful that through the Latin Programming Committee, and one of our very active members is Miguel Perez, who is very knowledgeable in music and in the Puerto Rican culture, he is able to sometimes get us performers that, for example, on Saturday, December 27th at 7 o'clock, they are going to have a parranda music at ArtsQuest in the first floor of the Steel Stacks building, free of charge. And it's just to bring, again, the Latin community together to listen to parranda music during the holidays, absolutely free of charge. Come down, enjoy yourselves, and just share in the Navidad expressions that they will have through their music.
Wow. So some people don't know about these events. I mean, you know, we you promote it and everything, but still some people don't know it. And these are free events, you know.
Sabor is completely free. Of course, if you want to buy food, you have to pay for it. But all the acts are all completely free. It's not a ticketed event. Like I said, if you want to drink beverages or if you want to eat food, of course you pay for that. But we're fortunate to have sponsors like PPL, B. Braun Medical. We have a family, Carlos Lopez family, who donates money to us every year for the Three Kings. We're very thankful for people like that and companies that want to see our events grow year after year.
On our next session, we're going to talk about how, like you're saying, there's many people that are helping with these events, how we as a community can continue this tradition and help. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audie Ortiz.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Charla Comunitaria, and I have here Mirna. Mirna, estamos aquí, lista para celebrar, ¿ah?
Mira, celebrar las Navidades. Ah, la pandereta.
Yo traje mi pandereta porque vamos para los Reyes y vamos para parranda y, ¿Y tú estás ready?
¡Huepa, huepa, huepa!
Bien, una de las cosas más grandes es el significado de este día que vamos a celebrar, los tres reyes. Una de las cosas que aprendimos y que yo tengo aquí una pequeña reseña, lo voy a decir en inglés y después lo trato de traducir en mi Spanglish. Dice, the Three Kings Day, Día de los Reyes, is celebrated January 6th, marking the end of Christmas season. Well, not for the Puerto Rican, the Hispanic, they continue la toavita y por ahí para abajo.
El octavón.
Y todo ahí por ahí para abajo. It commemorates the visit of the three wise men to the infant Jesus and holds deep spiritual, cultural, and communal value, particularly with Latin American communities, but we also said European as well, Spain, Portugal, and Italy, mm-hmm. and many others. The day is known for its traditions and gift-giving, preserving cultural identity and its inclusivity. One question is, how this is significant for our community, para nuestra comunidad. ArtQuest quiere que nuestra comunidad tenga estas celebraciones. ¿Por qué? ¿Y cuál es el propósito?
Bueno, para mí el propósito, trabajando con ArtQuest, ellos están tratando de ser más inclusivo con la comunidad de Lehigh Valley es bien diverse, uh-huh. voy a usar la palabra en inglés porque algunas veces no me sale en español, pero ellos entienden que la comunidad es bastante diferente en cultura y ellos tratan con la gente de la misma comunidad de abrazar las culturas, no solamente del latino, pero también ellos tienen actividad que traen gente de diferentes culturas, de gente de diferentes colores, gente de diferentes religiones, porque no somos un solo comunidad, somos muy diferentes en lo que hacemos todo el año. So ellos abrazan esas diferentes culturas y tratan, con mucho amor voy a decir, de traer esas costumbres al pueblo para que nosotros todos aceptemos a los que están viviendo aquí.
No celebremos. ArtQuest is expanding the culture, so we celebrate each other, mm-hmm. okay? Each culture, each community member, regardless where they come from, they bring something beautiful.
Yes.
And we want to celebrate with them and also teach them our culture as well as learning from them.
It's a big task. Our Lehigh Valley is very diverse. But ArtQuest is fortunate enough to have people in the community that want to celebrate their cultures, that want to keep their cultures alive. Just like we do this, they have the Reggae Fest, they have all kinds of other festivals to, you know, try to continue to keep our community understanding each other.
And that's the most important thing because we're all in this together. This is like, you know, we're not going anywhere. Everybody's here. Let's celebrate ourselves with everything.
I also think it's fun to learn different cultures.
Yes.
There's a festivity in learning music, festivity in learning different types of food that are presented at ArtQuest that in all these festivals. So it's not just the learning. There's also a lot of fun in that's found in these festivals.
And it has been for a long time because I see that it has been 13 years now. This is going into your 14th year?
Yeah, this January 6th will be our 14th year celebrating our three kings at ArtQuest.
So how can the community help? Like, you know, because this is, okay, we're giving all this for free, but nothing is for free in this world.
Yeah. I think the best way people can show us support is by attending our functions. You know, come out to Sabor when we have it in June. Come out and purchase food and beverages from our vendors. Yes, the entertainment is free, but someone's paying for that. And it's generally, you know, donations that we get from companies such as B. Braun Medical, such as PPL, and other companies, and generous donations. But support is what we want. Come out to the Three Kings. Support, you know, Holy Infancy Church will be there selling food. And it's selling traditional food. They have arroz con gandules. They'll have pernil. They'll have hot dogs for the kids at reasonable prices. Support them and support ArtQuest, you know, when they're selling their beverages, too, so that we can continue to bring free entertainment to our community.
Wow, I'm in it. I'm telling you, this is so wonderful. What do you hope? Okay, because sometimes we did all this, and at least a goal that ARQUEST have with this is with the children, in specifically, that they do what? That they learn the culture, or that they come, or that they tell their parents, that they tell somebody else. Why instruct our children in culture?
I have one selfish reason why I do it, and it's because as we get older, the people who are running these, I want the youth to take over. I want the youth to learn our traditions. I want the youth to understand our culture and to not forget and to want to celebrate. And as, you know, we get older, I want the youth to please come in and say, I have a better idea. I have another idea, maybe not better. I have another idea. I have another thought. Come in and make it yours, but don't lose the tradition. Don't lose the culture, but make it yours.
You couldn't say it better than I would say, because our traditions, our institutions, everything dies if there's no young people involved, children involved. Telling our children, you know, why we believe in what we believe as, mm-hmm. as people, as community, is important.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that. Now, we tell people how they could support. Is there anything else you'd like to share about any of the events and tell us more about it, and so people will know? So if we could repeat the dates, the times, so they'll have some of that information and we're able to have them over there and celebrate with us. And Einstein the camel, too. We can't. Go on the camel.
There's nobody allowed on the camel.
Okay.
Just you can take pictures. No.
That was a crazy idea that I had. No. Okay, forget. Scrap
no,
that.
No riding the camel.
Okay.
No. So I will start off by saying the activity is on Sunday, January 4th, el domingo enero 4, de 2 a 6 de la tarde, in Steel Stacks and Arts Quest. So it's on January 4th, Sunday, 2 to 6, at the Steel Stacks facility at Arts Quest. Einstein the Camel, El Camello, will be there approximately around 2:30 to 3:30 with the three kings outside to take photos with the children. From about 2:30 to 3:30, there'll be arts and crafts on the second floor of the Steel Stacks building for children to draw and make crowns. And music's going on from the start of the program till the end of the program, brought to us by Herencia Jibara, who, by the way, I thank them because they play free of charge for us that day. They're very engaged with us, their donation of playing for free, and they are nonstop. It's not two songs. They're playing all the whole time we're there. And one of the things they do, which is so much fun, is they bring up the children to sing. And that is one of the cutest things that you can appreciate when you're there. The children are all up there singing Christmas songs in English and in Spanish. It's of all ages. It's really cute. And then around 4 o'clock, 3:30, we start the storytelling in both English and Spanish. Shortly thereafter, the gift giving begins, and the three kings are lined up to give gifts to our children from the ages of infant to 12. So there will be gifts, memorial gifts. These are not expensive gifts like an iPad will not be there, but they will walk away happy with gifts from the three kings. And the music continues upstairs. Once you get your gift, you come back upstairs and you keep singing and dancing and enjoy the camaraderie. It's a celebration in family, I'm going to say. It's a very family-oriented celebration.
Esto va a estar aquí para la familia. Y todos los niños van a tener su regalito. Van a estar en familia. Van a comer. La comida, vuelvo y repito, porque todo es gratis. Everything is free. Except the food.
Right. La comida es proveada por Holy Infancy, la Iglesia Santa Infancia, y ellos cobran, pero te voy a decir que es tan barato que uno puede comer arroz con gandules, pernil, ensalada, hot dog para los niños, y no va a romper el banco. Ellos son bien, saben lo que van a cobrar cuando es una fiesta familiar.
Mirna, tú y yo no tenemos que cocinar ese día.
No, yo no cocino.
We're not going to cook. We're going to go eat. And you just pay like a few bucks, uh-huh. and you get your food. Mm-hmm. The kids get their hot dogs. They get the free gift. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. That's a package sí. right there.
Y era como dije anterior, es una celebración familiar. Estamos todos en, es una alegría, uh-huh, y celebrando las Navidades con todo el mundo. Y es un tiempo que, para mí, yo veo gente que no han visto maybe en todo el año, you know, celebrando, son abrazos y besos, tú sabes cómo somos los latinos, porque no nos vemos en mucho tiempo. Y quiero decir también que en años anteriores, el primer año, maybe tuvimos 100 niños que dimos regalos, de 100 uh-huh niños. Lo más que hemos dado son 700 regalos. So, imagínate el grupo. El año de COVID bajó otra vez a 100, pero porque fue una celebración diferente. Era afuera y los niños se tenían que quedar en los carros. Era bien diferente. Pero la celebración de regalos hemos tenido empezando con 100 y hasta alto de 700 regalos que hemos regalado a los niños.
Bueno, yo no sé tú, yo me empecé a decirle ahí a todo el mundo, yo dije, mira, tienen que ir allá, regalito, la escuela, yo hablé con la gente de la escuela de Fountain Hill, y uh-huh, le dije que iban para allá. Creo que es una actividad tan maravillosa que los muchachos tienen que experimentar eso. Así que yo estoy diciéndole allí, mira, Pepe, vámonos para allá. Juanita, vámonos. José, búscate a tu vecina, búscate a tus panas y dígale, mira, vamos para ArtQuest el día 4 de enero a las 2 de la tarde. We are going to, just go tell your neighbor, hey, knock on his door and say, hey, neighbor, hey, you don't have to cook today. Come with us and bring your kids. They're going to have free gifts. Tell that to your neighbor, because this is what community is, where we could celebrate together, where we could eat and partake together. ¿Qué tú dices, Mirna?
No, es verdad. Es como yo te expliqué anteriormente, que es un tiempo que yo encuentro gente que no he visto en... ¿Saben? En invierno nos quedamos todo el mundo en las casas porque es tanto frío. Pero siempre encuentro gente que no hemos visto en tiempo y nos saludamos, nos abrazamos, nos deseamos una feliz Navidad, porque todavía estamos en Navidad, como tú dices, estaba uh-huh la octavita y el octavón. Y hasta en los americanos, yo celebré años atrás una despedida de año viejo que le decían el Yuki New Year's. Yo lo celebré que era como el 15 de enero. So, es como te digo, hay tantas diferentes culturas en este pueblo y es una alegría celebrar las diferentes culturas.
Me encanta, me encanta. Y nosotros vamos a cantar. Y el jolgorio está.
El jolgorio está.
¡Dale, Irma! Bien por la maceta, vamos a gozar. ¡Ajá! ¡Huepa, huepa, huepa! Y mira, con pandereta. Y todo el mundo a gozar allá en ArtQuest. Para entonces, amigos, Mirna, un website o algo que ellos puedan ir y chequear o que tú puedas des un teléfono donde ellos puedan llamar. Dime.
El ArtsQuest tiene un website, artsquest.org, y ahí pueden buscar la fiesta del sabor o la fiesta de Three Kings, y ahí hay más información. Y también de la fiesta que vamos a tener en diciembre 27, no fiesta, pero la parranda, y todo lo que le estoy diciendo es gratis. Como les digo, siempre se tiene que pagar para comida y bebida si van a tomar. Pero vengan y estén con nosotros para tener un buen tiempo y para estar en familia.
Well, you heard it from Mirna Rivera from ArtQuest. And she's inviting us, and we're going to have a good time on January 4th. And if you want more information, again, Mirna, can you get the website out there or the phone number in English as well? Because we did it in Spanish.
The website is artsquest.org. Once you're on the website, you can search for Three Kings Day, or you can search for Sabor, or you can just look on the events page. They have a calendar, and you pick the date, and you'll see all our events listed there based on the dates. Look for January 4th. Look for December 27th. And also in Sabor, it's in June of 2026.
And we keep celebrating. Mirna Rivera, gracias por honrarnos con tu visita aquí en Charla Comunitaria. Thank you so much for being here with us in Charla Comunitaria.
Es mi placer. Y quiero decirle también que ArtsQuest ha sido un ambasador para los Sister Cities.
You got me on the last one. Yes, and that we're going to be talking soon also. Bethlehem Patilla Sister Cities and ArtQuest. And Mirna is part also of the Bethlehem Patilla Sister City that we just came from Puerto Rico, and we did something wonderful over there. So everything ArcQuest is touching is building community. So I thank you so much. And next time, we'll be talking more about other sister cities there, too, because we have that in a special episode.
Thank you for inviting me, Aurea. It's been a pleasure.
Gracias. Han escuchado a Charla Comunitaria. Esta es su anfitriona, Aurea Ortiz. You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz. Good night.